Tonight, is President Trump's personal lawyer preparing to flip Michael Cohen's legal shakeup, stoking speculation he may cooperate with the feds? What does he know? A growing wildfire emergency spreading across several states.
The fire just exploded and it created a vortex which was throwing flames down the mountain.
Thousands evacuated in Colorado, homes burned to the ground in Utah, and in California, flames getting way too close in Beverly Hills. The price you pay for your home, the cost of borrowing just got more expensive. Is it a better time to rent than buy? Alarming news about the serious side effects in some of the popular prescription drugs in America for everything from high blood pressure to acid reflux. Are they increasing your risk of depression? And our NBC News exclusive, Kim Kardashian and the great grandmother she helped set free.
When she said that, I went into full-fledged Pentecostal holy dance.
We're there when they meet for the first time.
This is NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt.
Good evening from Los Angeles as we welcome our viewers here in the West. We begin with news that President Trump's former personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, is looking for new lawyers amid reports his loyalty to the president is being put to the test. A source close to Cohen tells NBC News he is expected to split with his attorneys as federal investigators dig into his business dealings, raising speculation that he will flip and become a government witness. Our White House correspondent Kristen Welker has the latest.
Is Michael Cohen ready to cooperate with federal investigators? That's the question looming over the White House tonight. After ABC News reported Cohen, the president's longtime fixer and personal attorney, is likely to strike a deal with prosecutors. So far, Cohen hasn't been charged, and several sources familiar with the matter tell NBC News Cohen has not even spoken with prosecutors. Still, adding fuel, Cohen is looking to shake up his legal team, according to sources close to the situation. It comes as prosecutors are poring over documents they seized from Cohen's office and residences in a dramatic April FBI raid. Federal investigators in New York are focusing on Cohen's business dealings, including that $130,000 payment to porn star Stormy Daniels just before the 2016 election.
Michael Cohen should absolutely be concerned about being charged. The FBI executed a search warrant on his residence and his office. They don't do that lightly, and they don't do that without cause.
The Cohen case came out of Robert Mueller's Russia probe, who referred it to investigators in New York. That April raid sparking fury from President Trump.
It's frankly a real disgrace. It's an attack on our country in a true sense. It's an attack on what we all stand for.
Mr. Trump later tweeting, most people will flip if the government lets them out of trouble. Sorry, I don't see Michael doing that.
The danger to the president is that Mr. Cohen, if he cooperates, will be required to cooperate broadly. He'll have to tell everything he knows to anyone who asks.
Tonight, the president's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, tells NBC News he's not concerned about Michael Cohen flipping, adding he has no information suggesting Cohen is going to flip. Lester?
Kristen Welker, thank you. Now here in the West, where there are wildfires on multiple fronts, drought conditions, hot temperatures, and powerful winds fanning flames in several states and fueling a growing sense of unease among the men and women leading strike teams. They're already facing a tempo they usually see at the height of fire season, with homes threatened and evacuations ordered. NBC News national correspondent Miguel Almaguer has more.
From California to Colorado, tonight, this is what firefighters face and fear. 21 large uncontained wildfires ripping across the West. The so-called 416 fire in Durango, burning nearly 2 weeks now, with plenty of fuel in its path.
It's like a really slow monster chasing you in a dream. You know it's coming, but you don't know really when to run.
Tonight, thousands are evacuated and hundreds of homes are threatened.
That fire just exploded and it created a vortex which was throwing flames down the mountain, which then went up the mountain all at the same time, and it was scary.
In Utah, where the Trail Mountain fire is raging, flames are compromising a water supply. Near Moab, 8 homes are now gone. In Beverly Hills, disaster averted. This explosive blaze threatened glitzy hillside homes, difficult to reach and easy to lose.
It's very complex, heavy brush, These areas have not been burned for many, many years.
Tonight, conditions are ripe for disaster as crews face multiple firestorms. Miguel Almaguer, NBC News.
Meantime, tonight, President Trump is back at the White House after a long journey home from that historic summit in Singapore with Kim Jong-un. Now comes the hard part. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo still overseas today, saying negotiations with the North Koreans will begin next week after their commitment to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula. He says there could be major disarmament in North Korea by 2020, the end of the president's first term. Now to the fallout from the Trump administration's controversial move on immigration. After announcing a zero-tolerance policy that's led to migrant families being separated at the border, Attorney General Jeff Sessions this week said the U.S. will no longer grant asylum to victims who are fleeing domestic abuse or gang violence. NBC's Gadi Schwartz is near the border and has the story for us.
Today, a massive fear among migrants, including thousands locked away at detention centers along the U.S.-Mexico border. Concerns over the new zero-tolerance directive playing out in real life. For years, migrants from Central America have made their way to the U.S. to plea for refuge from gang violence in their homeland. In 2014, a surge of families like this one who saw loved ones gunned down. And then last month, a migrant caravan in Mexico with mothers like Maritza, who says she escaped after her father was tortured and decapitated.
She says that the only thing that awaits him in El Salvador is death.
But this latest directive could jeopardize cases where a fear of gang violence is central to their appeal to stay in the U.S. Critics say the new zero-tolerance policy is wrong.
America is better than this. Inhumane, callous indifference, and willful injury to children must stop.
Religious leaders also speaking out. The Bishop of Tucson asking if border bishops should take away communion from Catholics involved in immigration enforcement. An evangelical leader, Franklin Graham, says it's a disgrace.
It's terrible to see families ripped apart. The situation that we have today is a result of our lawmakers in Washington over generations ignoring this.
Meanwhile, in Washington, D.C., lawmakers protesting the separation of detained parents from their children. Back on the border, thousands of immigrants asking for asylum and still being detained now fear the worst.
And today, late word about a new Republican immigration bill that's being drafted up for a vote as early as next week that could allow for a provision that would prevent families from being separated at the border and would also call for $25 billion of additional border security spending. Lester, back to you.
Gadi Schwartz in San Diego tonight. Thank you. Now to the price you pay and the cost of borrowing. Getting more expensive tonight. The Federal Reserve raising a key interest rate by a quarter of a point. And that could put new pressure on potential buyers looking to purchase a new place or refinance. With costs going up, some younger buyers and retirees are choosing to skip buying in favor of renting. So what's right for you? Here's NBC News business correspondent Jolene Kent.
So come on in.
In Atlanta, newlywed Dominica Reed was feeling the pressure to buy a new home.
My parents, especially, they're like, you have to buy it now that you're married. There's really no excuse.
But with the key interest rate now rising one quarter of a point and relatively few homes on the market, she and her husband are choosing to rent instead.
We're trying to figure out if we want to stay in the city. Like, housing costs are really, really expensive.
It's a dilemma for homebuyers nationwide. Mortgage applications have dropped dramatically, down more than 15% since last year, as the average mortgage rate rises to 4.8% just this week.
There is a trend for more people choosing to rent versus buy.
The booming economy is also driving home prices up in big cities.
Prices are increasing in those markets much faster than incomes, which means down payments are going to be higher. And that's going to lead to additional frustrations other than just finding a house.
There could soon be even more reasons for potential home buyers to rent instead. Today, the Federal Reserve indicating it plans to raise interest rates two more times this year. So when could it be better to rent instead of buy? Experts say if you plan to move within 5 years, if you cannot put down between 10 and 20%, and if you have a low credit score. Finding the right deal at the right time,
that's
making
perfect.
Home sweet home a little sweeter.
It. This is so nice.
Jolene Kent, NBC great. News.
The results are in after voters cast ballots in primary races across five states on Tuesday. And there are some very big lessons to take away, especially for Republicans who dare to defy President Trump, like South Carolina Congressman Mark Sanford, a Trump critic who lost his first race ever. NBC News Capitol Hill correspondent Casey Hunt has that story.
Tonight, a wake-up call for Republicans. Cross President Trump at your own peril. Mark Sanford's political career survived an extramarital hike on the Appalachian Trail, but not criticizing the president.
I think that I'll end up losing this election.
The former South Carolina governor turned congressman did lose his primary last night to State Senator Katie Arrington.
And I'm running for Congress to get things done, not to go on CNN to bash President Trump.
In the last 2 years, Sanford demanded the president release his tax returns, called him untrustworthy, and said he's fanned the flames of intolerance.
It may have cost me an election in this case, but I stand by every one of those decisions.
The president tweeting just hours before the polls closed that Sanford has been very unhelpful and is better off in Argentina.
Should it be a warning to people who oppose the president?
Every cycle we lose, people lose primaries. This happens.
But for many Republicans, the message is crystal clear.
It's usually a good thing not to be at odds with the most important elected official in your party.
It helps explain why Republican leaders are shying away from confronting the president on huge policy disagreements, scrambling to avoid a showdown over immigration in the House and tariffs in the Senate.
It's not a good place for any party to end up with a cult-like situation as it relates to a president that happens to be purportedly of the same parties.
That may be easy for Corker to say.
Thank y'all.
He's not running for re-election. Casey Hunt, NBC News, the Capitol.
Now to an NBC News exclusive. You've seen the headlines about them now. Kim Kardashian West and the woman whose cause she took all the way to the White House, Alice Johnson, are sitting down for their first joint interview with Today. Johnson was freed from prison last week when President Trump commuted her life sentence on drug offenses after a plea from the reality TV star. Johnson and Kardashian tell our Hoda Kotb about the moment they got the big news.
You are about to do something that's going to change this woman's life. You've been in that prison for 21 and a half years, and someone pages you and says you have a phone call.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I thought it was an attorney call when my case manager was waiting on me, and it was, but I didn't know that Kim was coming in. And when she told me...
What did she say?
I believe she said, you can go home.
Mm-hmm.
That you can go home.
You can go home?
You can go home now. Are you ready to go home? When she said that, I went into full-fledged Pentecostal holy dance. I started screaming and jumping. People were listening. I'm telling you, I was dancing, I was jumping, I was screaming. I was doing everything.
Kim, what did it sound like from your end?
At first I thought she knew, because the news was starting to break and we had to get her on the phone. Right. So she was kind of quiet on the phone, and I know her personality enough to know that she would have been screaming or yeah, something. And I said, wait, you don't know? And she was like, no, what? And I was like, you're going home. And screams and cries, and we all just cried on the phone.
And there will be much more of Hoda's exclusive interview tomorrow morning on Today. Still ahead here tonight, side effects warning. The new alert about hundreds of common medications linked to depression. Are your prescriptions raising your risk without you even knowing? Also, the wild daredevil whose 25-story climb has made her a social media star. Hope you can stay with us. There is concerning news tonight about a possible connection between rising levels of depression and some of the medications most often found in Americans' medicine cabinets. Researchers today report that more than one in three adults is on at least one medication that could put them at risk. NBC's Tom Costello has the new warning.
The warning tonight, some of the medications Americans most commonly take could have serious side effects. Depression, even suicidal symptoms.
You are in a black hole, you can't get out, you can't move, you can't call for help.
Mary Curran Hackett has battled depression and survived two suicide attempts. While her reasons were many, she's convinced her medication may have contributed.
I felt lonely, and suicide seemed like the best option for me at the time.
Now, new research published in the Journal of the American Medical Association finds 38% of adults use a medication that can have depression as a side effect. 200 medications, not just antidepressants, beta blockers, and opioids already linked to depression, but also gabapentin, prednisone, prescription dose ibuprofen, and over-the-counter acid reflux medications.
The more medications you're on, the greater the likelihood of having a side effect from the medication, including depression.
Psychiatrist Joshua Weiner.
Are we simply an over-medicated society and we don't know how these meds interact?
I think so. I think the problem is, in this country, we're looking for the quick fix. We turn to medicine before we turn to lifestyle.
The advice, tell all of your doctors about all of your meds and the side effects. Diet, sleep, and exercise can also help.
I meditate, I do yoga, I help people in the community.
That's my favorite picture of you.
Searching for balance and quality of life. Tom Costello, NBC News, Washington.
Still to come here tonight, a big score for the U.S. One of the world's biggest sporting events is coming to America. And his military dreams were cut short, but it's only making his determination to serve his country even stronger. So how did you bounce back? With the World Cup about to begin, half a world away, soccer fans rejoice the event is coming to North America. The U.S., Canada, and Mexico will host the tournament in 2026, beating a bid for Morocco and returning the men's event to the U.S. for the first time since 1994. When we come back, his dreams of serving his country hit a setback, but now he's flying high. Those Who Serve is next. Finally tonight, Those Who Serve, and the story of a young man who was practically born to serve his country. His dream to join the military, however, was cut short by something he never saw coming. But now his spirits are soaring again, thanks to some elite warriors who took him beneath their wings. Matthew Pierce was born of a 9/11 generation. The images of the falling towers that stood here seared into his memory. That day, he was 5 years old, growing up on a Marine base in Hawaii. His mother says she knew early on he would serve.
He would dress up in every military uniform possible that I could find at a store to buy and just loved all of it.
Those days after 9/11 cemented his desire.
The Marines were the ones standing around our school and protecting us and everything, so that really kind of stuck with me.
He set his sights on becoming a Marine officer, enrolling in a private military college. But the summer of his freshman year, a bump on the back of his head turned out to be a rare type of bone cancer.
No one is prepared for the kind of diagnosis you got, but tell me how you dealt with it.
You just push yourself through it and get through it the best way you can.
Matt endured a 10-hour surgery to remove part of his skull, 14 rounds of chemo, and 28 radiation treatments. It would end his dream.
You must have been devastated to find out that military service wasn't going to happen.
Oh, yeah. It was second to, being told I had cancer is probably the worst day of my life, pretty much.
So how did you bounce back from that disappointment?
You got to pick yourself up and figure out how to fix the problem or, find a different solution.
Matt has a new goal now, to serve by becoming a federal law enforcement officer.
He has no limits, and that he should pursue everything in his life without restriction.
Matt's doctors at Boston's Brigham and Women's Hospital are so impressed by him, they arranged a skydive with the all-veterans group. If only for a day, Matt would live his dream of being a member of the military, soaring through the sky attached to Mike Elliott, a veteran of more than 13,000 jumps, including three with President Bush 41.
I'm honestly truly honored. It is so amazing.
A young man whose life-threatening illness didn't stop him from finding another way to serve. The doctor was right. He has no limits. Coming up at the end of our broadcast on our spotlight tomorrow night, the new movie based on a true story, how a childhood game of tag has helped keep a friendship alive for more than 30 years. That is Nightly News for this Wednesday night. I'm Lester Holt. For all of us at NBC News, thank you for watching and good night.